From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1105th consecutive performance of radio's oldest living broadcast, the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Jim Reeves.
On a mountain stands a mansion so fine, and it looks down on this cabin of mine. I had a love, a loved her true. Long came a rich man and a lover too. Now on a mountain in a mansion stands my love. Well, he promised he'd buy her diamond ring. Yes, he promised fancy dresses and things. He promised everything indeed, but he can't buy the love that a blue heart needs. On the mountain in a mansion so fine. Here's the old. Well, I know that she's not happy there, and I know that she's got a name to bear. My only dream is that someday she'll come right back here and stay in the cabin in the valley with me. On a mountain stands a mansion so fine, and it looks down on this cabin of mine. In a mansion stands my love. On a mountain, in a mansion stands my love.
Our star, Jim Reeves, and In a Mansion Stands My Love. Well, welcome, Jim. Welcome once again to the Grand Ole Opry. Yes, sir, there's a great big show all lined up for this evening, featuring such outstanding talent as Miss June Carter, Archie Campbell, Hank Garland, the Jordanaires, Del Wood, Tommy Jackson, Ben Smathers, and all the Stony Mountain Cloggers. And presenting as our very special guests, those two outstanding performers and recording artists, Ira and Charlie, the Lewin Brothers.
That's right, Grant, and we'll be hearing from Ira and Charlie in just a few minutes. Right now, I want you to listen to a young fellow who is a poor man by trade. He traded a good business for some worthless oil stock. Brother Archie Campbell.
I believe I remember your name.
Oh. Hey, hello there, Archie.
Hello, Junie. How are you?
Well, I'm just doing fine. You know, I thought I'd run up here real quick, like, and ask you if maybe you might just right on the first of the show show me how you do them punctuations when you're talking.
Be glad to, and you ought to know that. You know, it's getting so you can't understand what people say when they say what they're saying. And, of course, when it's in writing, there is punctuation. But what we want to do is punctuate with the speech.
Yeah.
I'll show you how to make them. Now, June, the period is made like this. Anytime you say something, you put a on the end of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, if you go into the office Monday morning and Ott chews you out about something, you go to the door and turn around and look back and say, well, I'll see you later, Ott.
Just like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just like...
Police. Next time you eat spaghetti, leave the meatballs out. Now, the comma is made like this. You know what a comma is?
Well, it's a tadpole-looking thing.
Here's the way you make the comma.
Yeah.
Then the semicolon is a combination of the period and the comma.
Yeah.
Here's the way you make the semicolon.
Yeah.
Then we have the colon, which is nothing in the world but one period on top of the other one.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Here's the way you make the colon. Then there's the dash. You know, the dash is a little straight mark, but here's the way you make it. Now, if you want to make that backwards, you do it like this. Then we have the question mark. You know, the question mark circles around in a half circle, comes straight down, a period on the bottom. Now, here's the way you make it. Can you do that?
Yeah.
You're going to drown everybody on the front row. Then the the exclamation point is made like this. Backwards. Now, Junie, I have a little story. I just happened to bring this book along. You read Edgar Allan Poe's Raven, and I'll punctuate it for you.
Oh, okay. All right. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered, weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as of someone gently rapping at my chamber door. 'Tis some visitor, I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this, and nothing more.
Archie and June, thank you very much. Sometimes I think you stretch the truth just a little. But be that as it may, it's time we heard from our guests now. So let's have a real big welcome for two of the finest entertainers I can think of. Now, Ira and Charlie, the Louvin Brothers.
Howdy.
Ira and Charlie, it's a real pleasure to have you with us at the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you boys been out doing a lot of work on the road, playing to big crowds, I guess, but somebody told me you'd found time to make a few records.
That's right, Jim, and we have one right now that's real appropriate for this time of the year.
I know what you mean, Ira. Here it is, folks, the Louvins with one of their new ones, It's Christmas Time.
It's Christmas time, blissful time, it's Christmas time again. The shepherd and the wise men came from afar. To Bethlehem they hastened, led by star. Angels brought the news, the Savior is born. Peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Baby in a manger, star in the sky, joy in our hearts. It's Christmas time again. Snowflakes are falling, hills and meadows are white. Angels bring good tidings on this holy night. Baby in a manger, star in the sky, joy in our heart, tears in our eyes. It's Christmas time, blissful time, it's Christmas time again. Falling, hills and meadows are white. Angels bring good tidings on this holy night. Baby in a manger, star in the sky, joy in our heart, tears in our eyes. It's Christmas time, bliss. It's Christmas time again.
Hey, Jim, I guess you're planning a big Christmas at your home.
Yes, Grant, we Reeves like nothing better than Christmas time with the house just loaded with holly wreaths all bright with pretty red berries. And, of course, there's nothing prettier than a Christmas tree.
And there's nothing nicer to find under the tree than that big, bright red, Christmassy-looking humidor, our Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
You've got a point, Grant, but never mind the outside looks of that gift-wrapped humidor of PA. It's what's inside that's really important. weeks of comfortable, satisfying smoking chock full of the mild and mellow Prince Albert flavor. That's been a favorite with pipe smokers and roll-your-own fans for years. Crimp cut, too, to pack right, burn steady, and even without hot spots.
Now, hold on, Jim. You don't have to sell me. As a matter of fact, we don't have to sell anybody. The proof is in the puffin, and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
What we're saying is this, folks. Prince Albert, in the big gift-wrapped humidor tin, makes a great Christmas present for your smoking friends. Why not? It's America's largest-selling smoking tobacco.
Now it's square dance time. Here's Tommy Jackson along with all the Stony Mountain Poggers, setting the pace with a snowflake reel. Tommy and dancers, that was fine. Well, Jim, one of the numbers in an album of sacred songs you recorded some time back is a particular favorite of mine, and it has a melody and a message that is simply beautiful. So if you don't mind, how about favoring it with us now? The name of the number is An Evening Prayer.
If I have wounded some poor soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own will way, dear Lord, if I have uttered idle words in vain, if I have turned aside from want or pain, lest I offend some other through the strain, dear Lord, forgive these sins I have confessed to thee, and forgive the secret sins I do not see. Guide me, love me, and my keeper be, dear Lord.
Thank you very much. Thank you. And Grant, thank you for requesting that one. Now let's pick up the pace a little as we listen to one of the truly great players at the Grand Ole Opry. It's Hank Garland, and the world is waiting for the sunrise. Hank.
Oh,
Hank Garland, very much. Hank and the world is waiting for the sunrise. Hank, everybody will be waiting for your next appearance at the Grand Ole Opry. Now it's time the Opry spotlight shone down on another of my favorite stars, and here she is, Miss June Carter.
Thank you, folks, and hello there, Jim Reeves.
Why, hi there, honey. How are you?
Honey?
Yes, honey.
How dare you speak in such tones to a poor defenseless girl who ain't doing anything tonight, nor tomorrow night, nor the next night. And whose telephone number is University 89292?
Oh, that's it.
You know what? Come over here, I want to get a better look at you. I've never seen such a good-looking man. Look at all them muscles.
Thank you.
Look at them muscles.
Thank you.
Look at Archie Campbell. He's got muscles, too. Look at that.
Oh,
see them muscles?
No, that ain't muscle, June. That ain't muscle. That's the wrinkle in my long-handle underwear.
You know, Archie, I was a-wondering, I thought you might be able to help me. What in the world's wrong with me that I don't have as many boyfriends as the other girls? I just don't have none like the rest of them.
You don't know how to say I love you with a ring in your voice.
You mean I ain't saying it right?
You gotta say I love you with a ring in your voice. Try it once.
Okay,
say
right.
I love you with a ring in your voice.
I love you with a ring in my voice.
No.
No?
No, just say I love you. Don't say the ring in your voice. Just put the ring in your voice.
Oh, just
say,
put
I
it in
love
there.
You. Okay. Put that ring in there, yeah.
Okay, all right. I love you. Ding dong.
No, what you need, June, is some instruction from the Charles Boyer of Bull's Gap.
You mean the Charles Bulls of the Boyer Gap?
No.
Well, okay. You're going to give me
My darling, you are so beautiful. You are lovely. You
yep.
are beautiful. You are magnifique.
You're crazy.
You're right. I am so sorry the real Charles Boyer cannot be here to make love with you tonight.
You're sorry. How do you think I feel?
Yeah, no. You are a cherry bull.
No, I'm not a bull. I'm a heifer.
Please.
That's what I am. I don't want you to be that way. Honest to goodness, I've got a real boyfriend, and just to prove it, I've got a letter from him.
Ew.
Yeah, here it is. It says, Dear June. Look at there how you spell June.
Yeah.
J-E-R-K.
Yeah.
June. Says, there is nothing I would not do for you. I would swim the widest river for a look into your blue eyes. I would climb the highest mountain for a touch of your sweet lips. I would crawl through fire for one touch of your sweet hand. There is nothing I would not do to be with you. Your loving Eddie. P.S. I'll be over tomorrow night if it don't rain.
Lord, let's get out.
Hi, folks. This is Ray Price from Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And P.A. has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A. It's the freshest
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow.
That's P.A.
Cool. And steady burning
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor and cool and steady burning Prince Albert. That's P.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin', and you'll find that P.A. in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
All right, now here are our guests back to sing us another of their fine songs, Ira and Charlie Louvin with Love is a Lonely Street. Ira and Charlie.
Maybe once in a lifetime you may find that perfect love, the kind that lives forever, a gift from up above, and then an unkind careless love affair can leave a hurt that you can't hide, and you're too hurt to care. Love is a lonely street for those who go astray. It's paved with broken hearts that someone threw away. Walk with memory, the bitter and the sweet, sorrow's their destiny. Love is a lonely when you're hungry for a kiss, and you can't see the danger of sweet arms that hold you tight. Love is so blind when you are blue, and wrong can seem so right. Love is a lonely street for those who go astray. It's paved with heart that someone threw away. They'll walk with memory, the bitter and the sweet, sorrow their destiny. Love is a lonely street.
Thanks so much, fellas. Now here's one of our opera regulars, Miss Del Wood, and the new Maple Leaf Rag. Miss Del. Fine, Miss Dell. And now here he is, neighbors, our star, Jim Reeves, and one of his latest records, I Miss Me. Jim.
Last night was the worst night of my life, no doubt. 'Cause while I stayed at home, someone else took you out. I cried 'cause I let you with all of my might, and I missed me, how I missed me, at your house last night. I missed holding hands, walking out on your lawn. I missed the sweet kiss that was mine for so long. Were you happy
with new arms wrapped around you so tight. I miss me, how I miss me at your house last night. Did the neighbors say they noticed anything strange? Like a different car parked in your drive for a change? Did they watch as he kissed you beneath the porch light? Did they miss me like I missed me at your house last night? I miss holding hands, walking on your lawn. I miss the sweet kiss that was mine for so long. Were you happy with new arms wrapped around you so tight? I missed me, how I missed me at your house last night.
Wraps up the bundle for this evening, but before we tie the string, let me say how nice it was having so many of you here at the Grand Ole Opry with us. And I want to extend a cordial invitation for all of you to be on hand next week when Farron Young will be driving the car and Miss Kitty Wells will be riding the front seat with him. Till then, this is Jim Reeves saying thanks, and we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes, but when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camel, a real cigarette. It sure makes sense because with Camels, you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. The Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So, if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.